seen you before, have I?
Open up and tell me. If you find the meaning of what happiness is, then a new life begins.
Come, we're about to begin.
No! Here we go!
For a different life?
A new day has begun.
All right, we here on the path, we like to have fun. Sometimes the humor can get a little dark, it can get a little blue, and sometimes we may step over the line. And so I've heard back, we've had some feedback in there. And so I would just like to start this episode out with an apology. On our Love Actually episode, I led that off with stating all of the crimes of the British Empire and all the atrocities committed by anything coming from that country in general. I said it was the worst thing to happen since the concentration camps with the Boers and everything. I would now like to apologize because now the worst thing to ever come out of that godforsaken country is 2019's cats.
I didn't know where this was going, and if you saw the video of this, you would see the moment that the cogs start turning and I go, ah, I see where this is going. I thought we had a genuine complaint,
which you should have known anyway, because on our on our script at the top I have leading off Brett apology,
and I was like, what is he apologizing for? What have we done? What has he done?
I was like, you'll see. And then I was looking at you too. I'm looking at you and you turn and then you just, I just see you go, oh, for fuck's sake. It's like a genuine apology. No, I do apologize for that.
One of my friend, I think I spoke about this on the Patreon. One of my friends did put an official complaint to me about the Love Actually episode. So there you go.
Oh yes, because she actually likes it, right?
Yeah, she loves it.
Yeah, go back to that. That's 2023 though. I'm leaving that movie in the past. But unfortunately, we had the brilliant idea. And I'm saying we because it might have been mine that threw it out. But
it was definitely your idea, but we agree on these things, yeah.
This is what we do.
I agree to it.
Of having the Bad Movie Viewer Request Month. And my God, have y'all not disappointed. All of the worst movies we've ever done. And we picked some stinkers to laugh at and make fun of. But this was brought to us by a friend of the show, previous guest, Valerie from Whiskey with Witcher. She requested Cats, and here's her reasoning.
Hi, Brett and Lucy. It's Valerie from Whiskey with Witcher, and I am so excited that you'll be discussing my pick as part of your Bad Movie Month. That's right, kids. It's time to don your best CGI fursuit and get ready for the Jellicle Ball because the movie this week is Cats. Now, I feel like I owe you both a preemptive apology because this film is so bad on so many levels. Whether you're familiar with the original musical like me, or if this is your first exposure to the world of Cats, this movie fails hard over and over and over again. Not only did the filmmakers clearly not understand the assignment when it came to converting the musical to film, but they also made every bad cinematic and logistical choice imaginable, resulting in this bonkers Uncanny Valley monstrosity. I can't wait to hear your take on it. Good luck to you both, and enjoy?
All right, Val. Well, I don't know why you hate us so much to
I
put
thought
us
we were
through this.
friends, but okay.
You know what it is? It's because, and I can't remember the reasoning, but for some reason, if we do on their show, they'll take a shot. And I made
Oh,
them
yes,
do it.
you
Oh,
made
the
them
review. If you
the
review
review.
their show, which by the way, we never mentioned that. Go ahead and rate and review our show as well if you haven't. I always
I
forget
forgot
that's a
to
thing.
ask about that, yeah.
I always do, like, I have months without having to say it. But I know on their show, Whiskey with Witcher, that if you leave a review and like show it to them, they'll do a shot of your choosing. And mine was Rumple.
What is that? Some kind of strong whiskey
Like
or not?
peppermint schnapps, but super,
Oh.
super peppermint. I love peppermint. Okay. But Rumple
Okay.
will clear your fucking sinuses.
Sounds nice.
It's not bad, but it is not for everybody. It's just super jolting. I don't mind it, but to make them do a shot of it at the end of their episode where they've already been drinking, like
Yes.
usually pretty good bourbons and
Yes,
scotches.
really nice drinks.
It's probably not the thing to finish it off with. So thank you, as I say through gritted teeth,
Well, I was
Valerie.
going to say, I haven't done the 5-star shot request for Whiskey with Witcher, so maybe I can use my powers now to send back the revenge for
Good.
cats.
We will think of something absolutely atrocious to make them do. All right. All right. So before we get into this, make sure you stick around to the end of the episode because we will give you the final bad movie viewer request before we get into February Love Month, which we already have that planned out, and that should be fun as well.
I'm really looking forward to that. I think we were just messaging back and forth one day on Discord and we came up with so many ideas and it was like we're like ready and booked up until mid-March or something. We've got everything planned.
Yeah, we're damn near through March of what it is. But make sure to email us podonthepath@gmail.com, patreon.com/onthepath for more of it. Catwoman was our bad movie of the month. And the movie we chose for February's Love Month is gonna be interesting. So stay tuned for that
Oh
when
my
that
God, I
comes out.
forgot, but now I remember.
You just remembered what we're gonna do for February. Yeah, love in quotations. So yeah, wait for that. As well as everything in the past that we have done. Check out the Discord, all the socials, all the links. All of that there. First thing into the actual episode is the gross here. And so Lucy gets to guess the gross. This was between 80 to 100 million. It's always funny when it's never like something set, like no one has an
That was the
exact.
budget.
Yeah, the budget was 80 to 100 million. And so
Okay,
you
that's
got
quite a large
it's got a little 20%
range, yeah.
difference there. So yeah, this came out. I think I mentioned on the previous episode that this movie was so bad it caused a pandemic because this came
Yep.
out in December of 19, pretty much right
Yep.
when COVID was kicking off and a few months before it shut everything down. But yeah, 80 to $100 million. What do you think?
So if I'm going to take it as a budget of, say, 80, I don't think it will have done very well. I think people would have went out to see the movie. People would have been excited and intrigued about it because of the success of the theater show. But I think probably after the opening weekend, people would have realized this is dog shit. So it wouldn't have went. Maybe it was so bad. People were like, "You have to see it. It's so bad." I don't know. I'm very, very. The word goes away.
Do
I don't
do
have high
do
hopes. I
do.
don't have
Okay.
high hopes. I
Yeah.
think 100.
75.5 million. This was a b-b-b-bomb.
Oh no, that's really bad.
Really bad. And I do remember this being a punchline. Somehow this was 4 years ago. Again, it's like
Oh my God.
this now will be the thing that's almost like the most pre-COVID thing. But the trivia, the IMDb trivia on this is incredible because the first thing on there was a mere 2 days after its release, Universal announced that they would be releasing a new version with updated CGI at an undisclosed time.
What?
Yeah, so
So did I watch the version that's been updated?
of course,
One,
because I think they would
yeah.
have scrubbed that one. Oh, instead,
Okay.
no, you're right. Maybe they might not have ended up doing it because they might have been like, okay, we'll save it 2 days in, and then 3 or 4 days they were like, this is a fucking turd. This
Don't
is a
bother.
bomb. This is gonna sink to the
Yeah.
bottom. We're not even gonna mess with it. Okay. All right. So the next bit here on IMDb trivia, I'm gonna save until after we do the tomato tomato meter.
Okay, so going into tomato tomato meter, I will read you the critics' thoughts here first and listen out for how many puns you can hear. Despite its formidable cast, this cat's adaptation is a clawful mistake that will leave most viewers begging to be put out of their misery.
Okay, thank you for stopping. If there's going to be any more, I was like,
That's it.
I can't take that anymore. I give that review 4%.
Yeah, 4% trash, green
right.
splat. So what do you reckon the critics give this film?
I mean, awful, awful, awful. It just goes back to just how awful would they be. And
so the worst one we've had so far has been Catwoman, which was 8%.
And then Dungeons and Dragons last week was 9.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so now I'm just thinking single digits, and I just don't think that movies like big budget and everything like this can just dip into the single digits. But I wanted to do it last week, and I didn't do it. And I'm an American, so I dig in no matter the facts, no matter what it is. I don't change my mind. So I'm just going to say that this was, I mean, this is truly dreadful. I'm going to go with 14.
Oh, okay. So the critics actually gave this 19%.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Higher than I thought.
Yeah, that means 1 out of 5 recommended this. But again, maybe it's just if you love musicals and you don't like the original Cats, because there's no fucking way this was probably in any way sincere to it. Stuff I've read, stuff I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
And this quote from Andrew Lloyd Webber, who wrote the initial one, was so affected by the disastrous reception of this movie that he ended up adopting a puppy and had the dog registered as a therapy pet. Okay, but when asked by an airline via a note asking if he really needed the dog, Lloyd Webber responded, "Yes, just see what Hollywood just did to my musical Cats."
Oh, that breaks my heart a little bit.
The airline sent an approval back with a note saying, "No doctor's report required."
Oh my god!
They're like, "Whoa, I've seen that movie. Like,
they're like,
it's okay,
okay, yeah,
it's okay,
yeah,
it's okay,
yeah.
It's okay. We get it. We get it.
Put
we get
him
it.
In first class.
We get it. We get it. Okay, so now this is where, so the
audience
audience
score.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the audience score is going to be interesting because I think they would be almost harsher on this. And this feels like a modern internet thing where people will review bomb it easy just to be fun. So I'm going to actually go with it is lower. And I'm going to say 16.
16% for the audience score?
Yeah.
This actually really shocked me.
Don't what?
So this is probably one of the largest discrepancies we've ever seen
Are
in the audience
me?
And critics score. The audience scored this at 53%.
There's no way. Those are Indian bots. There's the stuff or Indian farms, whatever the click farms that they do that studios bought. There is no fucking way. There is no fucking way I'll believe. Unless this was shown to like a mental asylum.
But what's interesting is usually the audience score here, the tomato meter, it says how many reviews there are. So critics review, there's 334 reviews from critics. And usually in the audience score, there's like over 100,000. Some of the films we've watched has been 250,000 audience scores. This one only has around 5,000 reviews.
Yeah, that's like Rotten Tomatoes. That's why Rotten Tomatoes fucking sucks. It's because that right there, I'm like, they locked that by studios. Like a studio got to them. I don't know what it was. But there's no fucking way that the way I remember this social media wise being a huge thing.
Yes, people were going crazy about this, especially, I mean, going into lockdown, you know, we all kind of hyperfixate on everything.
Yes.
This was one of the things.
Rotten Tomatoes. Oh, I guess it's not the best way to judge a movie.
No,
no.
Maybe not.
All right, let's get into it. Directed by Tom Hooper. Now, as much as I just bagged on this movie and said it goes to the top ahead of Boer War concentration camps and everything the British Empire has done, I still would rather watch this movie than Tom Hooper's previous movie, The King's Speech.
Oh, I never saw that.
No, I think that won Best Picture of the Year, too.
Yeah, I think it did.
And he won Best Actor, Colin Firth. But I tell you what, I don't think there's anything more boring sounding to me than that fucking movie.
Have you seen it?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I would rather watch Cats again right now than have to watch The King's Speech. Because that's how
it
little
I would want to watch that. It does look quite
boring, doesn't it? Oh, it just looks like the most British period piece. It's Colin Firth. It's about a fucking king getting over a speech impediment. Who fucking cares?
Although there was this one show called Educating Yorkshire. Have you ever seen any clips from that?
Uh-uh.
It's a TV show that was like a reality TV show set in a school. And there was this kid who had a really bad stutter.
Yeah.
And the teacher had watched the King's Speech and learned tips on how to overcome talking in class And he used the same techniques as he learned from the film. And it was this magical moment on this school television show with this kid who couldn't even get out a word or two when speaking in front of his class, suddenly just read this entire page of a book. And it was like the most heartwarming thing ever. So I think of it fondly because of that, but I haven't seen the film.
Okay, well, I won't. Okay, well, now I can't make the joke I was gonna make, but
Uh-oh.
no, it was just gonna be like, when did it come out?
I don't remember.
Oh, was it like 10 years ago,
Maybe.
5 years ago? Okay, I was just gonna joke, was that Yorkshire's about Yorkshire's first school or something like that? Yeah, there you go. See now, but then you're like,
There we
it's
go.
so inspirational. It's about this kid who couldn't
It
talk.
was really cute. And now he's an inspirational speaker.
There
What do you
you
call
go,
those? Motivational
a
speaker. Yeah,
motivational
that's what he
speaker.
does
Yeah.
now.
Yeah, not my
So it must have
stupid.
been at least 10 years ago.
Yeah, not my stupid lame jokes about
No.
that
Boo.
is not inspirational. But I think the King's Speech, I think it came out 2010, which meant that it would have beat The Social Network for Best Picture, which is a
Oh,
fucking
wow.
travesty, an absolute travesty.
I really like that show or that
Such,
film.
oh, excellent. Same thing when Shakespeare in Love beat Saving Private Ryan. And it's just like, that's why I don't like the fucking Oscars, because these dumbass Oscar voters, anything with a British accent, they're just like, you know, like clapping seals, just like, oh, they're speaking there. It must be better. As you can tell, I am not going to go easy on English people
I
because I was
know.
forced to do, as soon, I didn't know where it was. And I kept thinking, like, if this is New York City again,
I
I may.
know. Oh, Sim.
And then it was worse. It was London, because then I had to hear all these damn
No,
Cockney
honestly, the
accents.
accents were going crazy in this film. Crazy.
Yes, so this movie combines two things that annoy Brett the most: English people in musicals, and
I
so
thought
it.
you were going to say Cats there at one point.
No, I love. Oh,
I know you do.
I'll say though, and we talked about Catwoman. I was like, Catwoman tested my patience after watching B movie. I've destroyed like a dozen beehives that I've come across, and I've like stolen so much of honey from.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. That's a joke. But this movie here, it because it's live action, and because it's CGI, you know, quotes, and it's like real. I never really was like, oh, these are cats. If this would have been a musical and would, or sorry, animated and just this bad, I could have been like, oh, and but there were no actual cats. It was just these freaks in these
So
body
weird.
suits.
I couldn't figure it out because they obviously, some of them seemed more CGI than others. So, for example, some of them really looked fully CGI'd. Then Judi Dench, for example, just had her own hands and like had rings on and stuff. And I was like, look at their human hands, but her face morphs into cat ears. Like, I don't understand where the line goes.
Yeah, this has been brought up before, the uncanny valley. When
Yes,
something
that's what
is,
Valerie said. Yeah.
yes, it's so realistic that it looks real, but you know that it's not. But it's too real to know to be fake. This is the perfect, I think, encapsulation of it. Because as I'm looking at it at first, I was like, wait, wasn't it supposed to be CGI? And then some of the faces, they don't exactly seem to meld as
Yeah.
well as others. And I did see one thing, and this goes back to the third thing in the trivia, an article published on the Daily Beast website, visual effects artists speaking on a condition of anonymity said they had 6 months to produce the trailer. They had 6 months to
Oh.
produce the 2 minute, 30 second trailer, and then only 4 months to produce the whole film.
Wow.
So, yeah, it said they spent, we're spending 90-hour weeks sleeping under decks. So they got sleeping under desks, not dicks, if I said that. Sleeping under desks. So it's like a crunch thing. We saw this all the time with gaming up until really the
Yes.
past few years.
Yeah,
And
where they've
it's,
laid off that sort of stuff.
yes, and that's the same thing, which is good because not only are you grinding your fucking workers and exploiting them, you're then putting out a shit product.
Yes, and like it just never goes well. It doesn't end well for your reputation as an employer or as a producer of a game or a film. It just is shit, and you're not going to end up making good money back. People aren't going to want to work for you anymore. People aren't going to buy your shit. It just doesn't make sense to do this ever.
Yeah, it's an Oscar-winning director who now joins two other men for having a Best Picture Oscar and a Worst Picture Razzie.
Yay! We got a few Razzie Awards in this.
We did. All right. So that to go with that, Kevin Costner won Best Picture for Dances with Wolves and then the Razzie for The Postman, and then Peter Farrelly won Best Picture for Green Book, which as we're here on Martin Luther King Day, the fact that we're bringing up Green Book won Best Picture is such an affront to that. But I won't get going on that. Lucy wanted to do Malcolm X for a special MLK Day episode where she was just like, we really need to do Malcolm X. We can really make a lot of jokes. It got a lot of fun. I was like, whoa, 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 hold up. Hold up. This is America. I don't know how y'all do it up there. And
stop trying to get me canceled.
Like, wait, what?
Brett wants a new podcast host. So this is his plan.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. We'll do Malcolm X here and then Schindler's List on Holocaust Remembrance Day. And Peter Farrelly won Green Book and then Movie 43. I guess he won that, which I thought
I have no idea what that is.
That was that movie of short films. I didn't think there was one solid director, but either way. But what did this win for Razzies?
Oh, let me tell you, we got a Razzie nomination for I'll leave that one to last, actually, because that's the most ridiculous fucking thing I've ever heard.
God.
Rebel Wilson nominated for 3 Razzies in 2020 alone. She won Worst Supporting Actress for Cats.
What else was she? Did it say what else she was nominated for?
Oh, I can't remember.
Okay, what? How do you feel about her?
I like her in some films. There's been some films that she's been in where she is funny and she is not over the top or being, you know, like stupid. I didn't enjoy her performance in this film.
I got something super harsh to say. All right, and I tried to save it. I'm gonna come back to James Corden. All right, don't worry. I'm going to come back to James Corden. She's a female James Corden, or he's a male Rebel Wilson. When I first saw James Corden, the first thing I saw him in was Into the Woods. And I thought he was fine. I thought he was perfectly fine in there. He was kind of a little manic. He's doing the same thing he's done for a fucking decade or 15 years, however long it is. Rebel Wilson, the first thing I think I remember is like Pitch Perfect, the first one. And that little bit she did where she brought the energy was perfect. And then it's that for like a decade to 15 years. And I just... I'm trying to decide who was more insufferable in this movie, which of those two. And she's right up there. I just couldn't fucking stand it.
It's very frustrating to watch. And I didn't find it funny at all. I think you're right. Like sometimes if we're in a more serious film and she provides a little bit of comic relief, I'm like, okay, I can get on board with that. But in this film, I was like, I just really didn't want to see her or James Corden on the screen ever.
Oh my God. Like, I just, as soon as he came, there's a bunch of jump scares in there. We'll get to it as we get along. Okay, what about the Razzies?
More Razzies for Cats came to James Corden for Worst Supporting Actor. So him and Rebel, exactly what we just talked about, yes. You said about the one for Worst Picture, right?
Yes. It won, one for Worst Picture.
Okay, we have one more nomination, which is by far the most disturbing thing I've ever read. Razzie nomination for the worst screen combo. So this usually goes to romantic partners in the lead role or, you know, friends, like a duo in a film.
Yeah.
In Cats, it was nominated for Jason Derulo and his CGI neutered bulge.
What? His CGI... neutered? Wait, how do you have a neutered bulge?
I don't understand what it means, but that's what it says.
Because if you're neutered, that should mean there's nothing there.
Well, yeah.
Well, I guess you're
not. I didn't Google it anymore.
Did you notice that? That he had a bulge?
No.
Neither did I.
But apparently it was really bad.
Hey, look at me. I've grown up. I didn't notice it.
No penis jokes.
Usually I'm the first one looking for someone to hang dong. So Idris Elba, I was looking for him later on.
Oh Jesus, I know.
When he came on screen later, I zoomed in. I just leaned into my third monitor. That's another thing too. Oh, we'll get to it then. Oh my God, I want to say it. Okay, we start off with this fucking song. And if I ever hear the word jellicle again.
Yeah, what is it? What is a jellicle?
I have a lot of questions in here for you to answer because you're the musical expert. So you have to. It's such
like Mamma Mia.
And that's the thing. Oh, I saw Mamma Mia. Here we go again.
Did you? I haven't seen
that. I did. You haven't seen it?
Is it fun?
Oh, of course. It's not remotely as good as the first one. It shouldn't have been made. Meryl Streep is barely in it.
Yeah, that's a sin.
She's fucking dead.
What?
She's like dead. I know.
Fuck off. I thought you meant Meryl Streep.
Oh, no. Jesus, no. Breaking news. This is so much later. No, Meryl Streep is not dead. Actually, this comes out Friday. We're recording Monday.
Oh, no. We might have just...
You might have just killed her. All right.
No, do you know what? Valerie has a reputation for doing that.
On vacation.
Oh, yeah. No. Valerie, you might have just done that. Wasn't me.
But no, it's obviously not as good. But yeah. Jellicles do and Jellicles can't. And How fucking long was this song?
Well,
it kept going
it well the whole film, it just kept going.
It just kept going. But specifically, the second thing I have to, the first thing I have down is a Jellicle thing. The second thing I have down was, because if you had had a camera on me, you just would have had this blank look, or I would have had this just blank look at what the fuck am I watching? What is, because I'd seen stills, you know, and whatnot.
Yeah.
But I'm like, okay, it's just people, like, they're dressed as cats. I guess I just didn't figure out that they would all be trying to move and crawl.
Yeah.
And I was just getting used to the CGI. And as it's going in, 2-3 minutes in, I'm just like, how could anybody think this was a good idea?
I tried to stay away from any videos watching before I watched it, because I was the same. Like, I know they're all dressed as cats. I know they move like cats. I don't know the story, but it was so shocking. And I know exactly what you mean by the vacant expression, because I was watching it at work. So I put this
work.
On. I put this on my lunch break, if my manager's
yeah.
So I had it on my phone in the kitchen, and I was like really conscious to make sure that my back was to the wall so that nobody could see I was watching cats. And I was just staring at my phone. Like,
so somebody would have seen you like watching something. They're like, "Hey, you watching? Is that cats?" Like, no, it's not cats. It's porn.
I'm watching porn.
I'm watching porn. They're like, "Oh, okay." They're like, that's not cats. Is no, it's hardcore porn. Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, don't worry.
As
yeah,
you
yeah.
Were, as you were.
Yeah. So, but I was just watching it, and I had to keep pausing it because I was like, I don't know what this is or where it's going. It's so bizarre.
Yeah. This. Oh man. We would. This is the okay. Usually, when a movie is so bad, but it's bad, infuriating, it'll be like B movie where I have like 7 pages of notes because I can't stop typing out.
Yes, exactly.
I have
no notes.
I have 2 pages.
I have about, yeah, I also have 2 pages, and most of that is casting trivia.
I've got
because
two.
If we're gonna give this film anything, the casting team did not have to go this hard.
God,
why have they got Judi Dench
because,
and Ian McKellen? How have they done this?
Because that was so sad to see.
Oh,
we'll get
cried
mainly
a little
because
bit.
They needed a new fucking bathroom. They needed an Italian villa to pay for. Somebody probably dodged taxes. Somebody owed a massive, massive favor to some producer because, oh my God, we'll get there. All right. Francesca Hayward, by the way, I did not bother to learn any names with the 87 cats that were introduced every four
no.
minutes in this movie.
No.
I know Rum Tum Tugger, because how could you ever forget that name? Like, I was like,
Jason Derulo.
And it's Jason Derulo, but Francesca Hayward plays the main cat.
Victoria.
And, yeah, Victoria. Okay. Why does
yeah.
she have a regular anyway?
Like,
Why am I even asking? What do I care? Like, why does she have a regular name? But yeah. And I feel bad for someone like her, because I looked it up. She's a ballet dancer, and I'm sure,
yes,
obviously incredibly talented. If you're on like the London Ballet or whatever, I'm sure you're great.
She's a principal dancer there. She is successful.
Okay, but I'm like, she probably got this. She's like, oh my God, this is a big break to do movies. It's probably a big paycheck. It's going to be a big, it's Andrew Lloyd Webber. It's cats. And oh man, this is the most disturbing thing put on film since the film 8mm.
Wait, what's that?
It's a movie, Nicolas Cage, about snuff films.
Oh.
He finds a
okay.
snuff film and has to find out if it's real or not. And it is fucked up.
Oh, God. Yeah, I felt a bit sad when I saw this as well, because after I watched the film, I decided to watch the trailer to see how they marketed it. And the whole thing was like, Judi Dench, Idris Elba. And then at the end, it's like, and introducing Francesca Hayward. And I was like, oh no, this is meant to be her big break. Bless her. But I mean, she is doing fine. She's an incredibly successful ballet dancer. But yeah, it would have been a bit of a gut punch, really, for, like you said, probably expecting the world and then just becoming one of, you know, the worst films of the year.
Yeah, and she hasn't been in a movie since. And the thing is, like you said, I'm sure in that scene in the London high class or whatever, well-known name, household name in that sense. But people like me will now always relate her to this, no matter what she does. And if I ever were to see her, I'd be like, oh, shit, that's that bitch from Cats. I'd be like, no, that ain't going to work. Like, that's all I'm going to see up there is like,
yeah.
She danced around on my screen in a cat bodysuit, which, again, I feel like I'm going to be unfairly pegged with this. Did their feet, did they have to have toes? Like, why didn't they just
I don't.
have like a bodysuit where it's almost like a slipper or it's something? Because I'm just looking, it's just like, why did they have to have? They're ballet. Like, you don't have, why don't they just have ballet shoes? Like, they're
I
dancing. Why do they
have
have to have the toes
no
out?
idea what the thought process was for the cat suits, to be honest. But I had to look through quite a lot of the cast on the Wikipedia, and aside from the big names that we recognized, a lot of them, this was their first and last film.
Oh yeah, they got
Sadly.
the taint of cats in there. Apparently, there was also a thing about initially they had buttholes that they edited out after like a day or two, or like right before or something like that. Like, I guess it came out in a trailer or a preview, and people were like, "Yo, why do you have the assholes on the cats?" And they're like, "Wait, why do we?" And then they had to scrub that out. I know.
So stupid.
Like, everything about this has to be, there has to be some kind of like amazing YouTube, how did this get made, like,
Yes,
documentary, even though it's
there
only,
must be.
been like 4 years. Yeah, the 10-year like retrospective of a pre-COVID thing is going to be amazing. Hello, take two. Hello, Idris Elba. Your
This was a
friend,
jump scare for me.
your
I
friend Idris
know.
Elba.
I saw him. I didn't know he was in this film.
I didn't know anybody except Taylor Swift
Yeah.
because, you know, unfortunately, well, I mean, fortunately, sorry, I better edit that out. Fortunately, my girlfriend is big into Taylor Swift, so
Oh, so you knew.
I kind of
Okay.
know everything by not asking, of just being around
You
and
just
hearing
know.
it. I just know.
Yeah. Idris Elba plays Macavity, who is the bad guy, I guess. But it was just, it broke my heart a little bit seeing Idris here.
As soon as I saw him, I was like, okay, well, this is a probably an on, because by that time I'd looked kind of somewhat to see how big the cast was. I didn't want to look all the way through into, because I didn't want to get spoiled by some things or like of who would
Yeah.
show up. But then I was like, oh, this might be like an ensemble type thing. But
Yeah.
unfortunately, I never thought I'd say this, but only now will I ever say, unfortunately, Idris Elba was in this the whole time.
He was, and he was, it was just bizarre. And at first, he is in this kind of, because some of the cats wear clothes, right? Most of them don't, but some of them, for some reason, have jackets.
Yeah, but like
And
Victoria doesn't, right?
no, most of them don't, apart from Ian McKellen has like a dressing gown on.
Jason Derulo has like a pimp coat on.
Yeah, and Idris Elba for the first half of the film wears a big jacket.
Yeah,
And
he gets a little
then,
hot
holy mother of God, that was the biggest jump scare for me.
when he
When he
descended.
takes his coat off, yes, and he's just got the like chocolate brown, fluffy cat suit on. Whoa, that
Yeah,
was shocking.
it took 8 minutes for a cat got your tongue line, and I'm like, no, no, no.
I
I was like, I can't do both. I can do B movie where it's a bunch of stupid puns, but it's not a musical. I can do a
know.
bad musical. I cannot do a bad musical with puns. So that right there become the running joke. As soon as I heard that line, I looked for my gun and was just like, no, not today. Not today, cats.
I did intend to keep account of how many cat puns there were, but I gave up after that. I thought, no, I'm not doing this to myself.
I did not pay enough attention
No.
to actually like want to write them down, because this was a different kind of bad movie where I'm screaming at my monitor and throwing it out the window and kicking it in with other bad movies. This was just such a beating where I was just
Yeah.
sitting there so confused, because anytime I talked to get mad or think to get mad, I could yell at a talking bee or something like that. But these fucking anthropomorphic cats that aren't CGI'd, they're actual people. I just was sitting there like going, what is my life?
There never seemed to be like, okay, that was the end of that scene, and now we're moving on to another scene. It all just kind of blended into like one
Yeah.
never-ending scene. And I think I messaged you at some point being like, we're over an hour into the film now, and all they've done is every single cat has introduced himself by song, and then everybody sings their song with them. I don't know what the story is.
I have it down over an hour in. We're still introducing that fucking railway cat, the tap dancing
Yes.
cat.
What the fuck was that?
I'm looking, I'm like, there comes a point, movie, where you have enough characters and you have to move forward. But
what's
yes,
the plot?
But I would think initially, I'm like, oh, it's like a musical where it just flows. But even musicals will go dark and have a new scene. Well, they'll bring a curtain down and do something. This just kept going. And it seemed like there was a song every 30 seconds, like every break.
Yeah,
there was no
there was
breaks.
Never, there was no break from the music. Very, very brief, there was.
No, but the cat pun, I was on edge. I was on edge. And then we get, apparently this is what it's about. The Jellicles and the heaven pun, heavenly, heavena, whatever the hell
Heavy
it was.
Heaviside layer.
Heaviside layer, a cat reborn in another life, and surprise existentialism plot just came up.
Yeah, I have no idea what this means.
The cats want to be reborn into something better?
Is it like, all about, like, I don't know, because there was references to Egypt, and I thought, are they all just kind of regenerating themselves into new cats?
But when I think of reborn, everything like that, I think of Hinduism.
Oh, okay.
Like a reincarnation, I think of that, usually in a better cast or whatever. But again, it's just, wait, are y'all going to put some super serious reborn into life and existentialism in your stupid singing cat movie?
It was so bizarre.
It was so good. Oh my God. And it's about it. I checked out at a scene coming up. Next note for me is too many English people singing, which.
No. Do you know what I wrote down? What? I wrote down. There's a lot of English and British artists, music artists that will sing in an American accent.
Yeah.
And this is why. This is why, because this is what it sounds like when English people sing English.
It is atrocious, especially when the Cockney bruvs come up to sing, and I'm like, that is a horrendous accent. It's nice if you're there. I'm not dogging. It's cool. I enjoy it. It's your accent. People say that about Texas and Southern, all that stuff is fine. But yeah, there's a reason why there's this almost, like you said, it's like an American accent, but it's almost like a mid-Atlantic where you can hear it and be like,
not super American
specific. They could be English. They could be British. Or when you hear they are, you're like, oh, they are. This is them singing in that manner. And it is. It's so jarring to hear.
So jarring. And the most jarring is when the Americans in this film sing in their British accent. And you can tell that they have like words that they use to get into their British accent, because those ones come out really strong. And then they just lean back into their own accent and it's all over the place. Taylor Swift, Jason Derulo, you're both guilty for that.
That was Jason Derulo. When I saw him, I'm like, wait, I think that's Jason Derulo. I had to Google to see if he was English.
No, he's not.
I know. He's like, yeah, I think he's from Brooklyn or New York City. Something like that, from like a Haitian parents or something. So he's not even remotely.
No.
But he was leaning hard into that. But I just was
he was having so much fun.
Yeah, I was like, wait, what's he? I did see, I don't know if I can pull it up real quick because I moved it around. I did see something about how he defended this movie as one of the greatest pieces of art ever created.
I'm trolling.
Dude, you don't have to lean that hard into that. You can lean into your performance, but not the defense. All right. This is where I almost detached. And if it wasn't a Monday, if this would have been like Friday night or even a Saturday, I would have gone and gotten like a bottle of champagne or something and just mimosa the hell out of it. This is where we're introduced to Rebel Wilson. Cat Rebel Wilson eating these human cockroaches alive as they dance in just, I'm sorry, I don't ever like to bag on people in this way, especially technical creators. You know, it's usually the people at the top who are making the money and having all that. That's some of the worst CGI I've ever seen, is these dancing cockroaches.
The
yeah.
Yeah.
Like they look, they just look like they've been like a YouTube editor. I know a half dozen YouTube editors. I swear to God, if you give them a day, they will do better than this. If you give them a few hours, their YouTube clips will look better than it. Okay.
Yeah.
But is this supposed to be funny? Is this supposed to be cute, them eating alive these like human cockroaches?
Yeah, this scene was weird to me because is there mice as well? Does she have some mice locked up and then she has cockroaches? And
I know
just
the mice come later. They might be here now also. I know they come later with the magician or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I couldn't get on board with what this cat was doing. What, she has a dumb name as well.
Ants Too Minis.
Jenny Any Dots.
Jenny Any Dots. There you go.
The
but
Gumby
no, like,
cat.
But this legit was disturbing, like not in a funny way, but I'm just looking at it going, oh my God. Then they all start eating them.
They have a family.
Okay. The cats are people, right? Every single fucking animal does not need to be a person, because then I can't help but think about the social hierarchy and the structure of civilization. And I'm like, are these races? Are they lesser? Yeah. These cockroaches are dancing for your amusement. And when you don't like what they're doing, you eat them alive. Oh, I'm sorry. These are the people we're supposed to like. This movie is fucking weird and in a bad, bad way.
It's not even a fun weird at this point.
No.
And we also have the scene where we hear the dog and we don't ever see the dog.
Yes, that should have been a person.
Why was it not a person? I would like to see the person dog. How would they have rolled with that?
Yeah, why wasn't that like Bradley Cooper back there going, rough, 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 or something like that? Oh, my God. No, but like, this is truly one of the worst, like, disturbing scenes, because I just wasn't prepared for it. But how about Jason Derulo coming in as Rum Tum Tugger? He's here to up the horny factor. Instantly, he's got that look in his eyes and that look of redacted.
Yeah.
I caught myself.
That look of neutered bulge.
That look of a cat who was not neutered, but may have had like double the amount. He might have taken somebody else's balls and put them on so he can get
couple balls.
All the cat testosterone.
Yeah, it was out of nowhere. This film seemed like innocent and cute. And then all of a sudden it's like, this cat is putting on a show for the female cats. What are we watching?
Yeah, and everyone's just like, hey, you get out of here. I'm like, is this the creepy guy that hangs out at the bars or hangs out at the frat house that everyone's like, oh, you stay away from him? I'm like, why don't you turn him in if what he's doing or kick him out? And they're just like, nah, we'll just tell you.
Nah, he's funny, yeah.
We'll just tell you to go away. But yeah, this has to be in the furry scene with all those freaks.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we don't kink shame here. We don't kink shame on the show. I don't kink shame in real life. But furries, you know, like, y'all do you, but when you put a movie out here that's a big budget, $100 million one, you might have a target on you, all right? So it might just come out in that sense. But this has to be huge in the furry scene. There has to be so many of them. Like, this is what they put on during the orgy, is this movie.
This is the background for me.
To get everybody
just specifically
gone.
This 10-minute Jason Derulo scene.
Yes.
And then the Idris Elba one. At
and
the end as
there
well.
There you go. They just splice it, put it on repeat, and there's their background noise. That's it. You're just like,
stop. I'm done.
You're just like, oh, where do you go from there? Okay, well, how about this? If that wasn't stop it down, how about them chugging the milk?
What?
The milk scene.
I didn't see that.
You didn't see the milk when they're pouring the milk in their mouths?
Oh, no, sorry. I know what you're talking about now.
I was about to say, I didn't will that into existence, did I?
This has been a hot topic in our Discord recently.
It's kind of been everywhere. But yeah, I'm not going to lie. So I'm looking at it going, oh, and then when that milk started flowing, I was like, okay.
Did that put this up a tier for you?
As of right now, it has been knocked up a tier. Every single movie starts in the D tier, even if it's something I like or may not. It always starts in the D.
It has to make its way up.
Of course, it just goes up. So right now, this has bumped. All the other stuff I just said has been counteracted by this milk scene, because while I was worried that the cats might awaken something in me, this milk scene, oof, oh mercy.
Oh.
It didn't need to awaken anything. That's long been awake.
Yeah, I saw somebody at work drinking a glass of milk today again.
Yeah. And
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
It's not funny.
It's not funny. It's drinking the milk. All right. I have a new record. 23 minutes into the movie, I checked to see how much time was left and was dismayed that there was still like an hour and 20 minutes left.
I couldn't believe how long this film was. And like we said, an hour in, it's like, where is this going? When's the plot? What's act one, act two, act three? What is it?
I got super excited that I saw it was an hour 47. I was like, bravo that they were able to do that. This is the longest hour in 47 minutes of my life. And that is not an exaggeration. Mm-hmm. And that is not to just be funny or make a joke out of it. This is the longest I have ever felt watching any movie. I could not believe that it was only less than 2 hours from the time I started watching, because I never paused it. I watched it all the way through. And it just, it was like I was in a dream, you know, where you kind of wake up and go out and you kind of get in the same place and it seems like you've been in there for like 5 or 6 hours, but it's only overnight and it's like instant. That is what this was. I could not believe that a movie could drag on like this.
It's just, I think it's because of there not being any real scenes or structure to what's going on. Because it never gave me a chance to be like, okay, now we're moving on. So I was just constantly watching, being like, is this still the introduction? And then, you know, it's like an hour and 15 minutes in. I'm still like, okay,
They
what?
keep introducing.
Where is this going? I'm still introducing new cats. Like, this is the longest intro to a film ever. And then all of a sudden, it's like, I'm going to pick the Jellicle cat. And I was like, I thought this was the whole thing. We've been building up to that for an hour. And I feel like we're just introducing the film still. I don't understand where we're going.
To the Jellicle Ball. And
The
I know
Jellicle Ball.
you mentioned earlier that a song was stuck in your head. I don't have anything from this movie stuck in my head. None of the songs worked. Absolutely none of them had me even like toe tapping. And I wasn't even that. With something like this, I'm not gonna be like, oh, I'm not gonna like it. I'm going to try to enjoy it. All right. I'm not a full-on sadist like I put on my Insta story. I don't actually want this. But at some point, I was waiting for one song to hit and then me be like, okay, that's it. That's a good song. That's got me in the mood. At no point was I ever pleased to hear a song, and nothing has stayed with me.
No, it's just the one little tune. And I think it stayed with me because I think I might have seen Cats in the theater when I was younger. Because as the music came on and as the tunes were playing, I felt like I recognized a lot of them. And I can't remember when. I think I must have been very young, but I'm pretty sure I've seen it in the theater before. And yeah, it's just like all of that is just ringing around my head. It's actually a little bit like torture.
It's just stayed in, it stayed in.
Yeah.
It's bouncing around the long term and it won't get
Yes.
sick. It's like it's circling the drain. There you go. It's circling the
Yeah.
drain to get there. I should say I like the Taylor Swift song. Okay, there you go. I like the Taylor
Yeah.
Swift song.
Also,
Just
Jennifer
on the record.
Hudson is just fantastic. Like, she's
Oh,
such a great voice.
I do,
But
but I did not like
the
her
song
songs.
is
I didn't.
just so depressing.
It's so depressing. It's so long, and it's like. We know you can sing. We can hear the octaves. Like, I get it. And that just, I don't know. It seemed to exist solely for her to show off that she could sing. It's like, girl, we know you can sing. Like, we've all seen
Yeah, what are you
Dreamgirls.
doing here?
Yeah. Like, you don't, yeah, like, we get it. Get out of Cats. Don't stay out
Yes.
of there. All right. So, just when I think this movie can't get any worse, James Corden shows up.
Oh, honestly, I
Okay.
can't stand him.
Take him back. Take
No,
him
do you
back
guys
to
still
England.
have him?
No, his show, I think, is off the air by now. But I will speak for all Americans. We will never bring up saving y'all's ass in World War II again, okay? I'll never yell about kilometers or other people that don't like
Fuck is
fish.
a kilometer?
What the fuck is a kilometer? You know what? I will fucking move to the metric system if you take him back.
It would need to be a fair trade.
Is Pierce Morgan was sent back? He's not over here anymore, is
I
he?
feel like we've taken him back,
I think.
which we could send him back to you.
Whatever, he's ready. No, we don't need a second one. Who do y'all have that,
Americans?
yeah, like people don't know? I mean, I'm not saying this just to be funny again, but people don't go to
People don't
England.
typically move this
No,
way.
they go this way. Oh, Stanley Kubrick. Y'all took goddamn Kubrick and then he died too early. He's like one of the only, I think one of the only Americans that actually ended up in England.
We have a very good American that has settled in England.
Who?
Friend and former guest of on the show, Mr. Geralt of Rivia himself.
Oh yeah, that's
Doug
right.
Cockle,
Y'all took
American,
Doug.
settled in the good motherland.
That's right, and he's married to an English woman.
Yes.
Dang,
We're
y'all
keeping
did.
him. We'd
Y'all
like to
took.
keep him.
Okay, well, okay. There's the trade. Y'all keep him and take James Corden back. Y'all do
Okay.
that. Y'all do that. All right, he is playing himself. This is just what he does. He comes in for quote comic relief. It's the same shtick that he's just been doing. So he's just playing an annoying fat twat in the parlance
Yeah.
of England. That's what he is. Yeah.
Twat. You guys say that's so
And
funny.
I also wanted to say it like right as you're about to take a drink there, too. I was trying to get it right as you did it.
Twat.
Yeah, that twat. Okay. I got to make a confession. All right. When he was standing on that little seesaw and the cat jumped on him and he didn't move, I had an eighth of a chortle. I had
Did you? You did a little.
I had a little, and then instantly
Did
was
your
like,
shoulders go?
not sure. Yeah, and a little, the slightest of an exhale.
Exhale.
And I went, oh, fuck. I was like, Brett, you fucking
You
no.
laughed.
No, you didn't. But then James Corden ruined the joke by over-talking. He
That's
gets,
what I mean. He just leans in, like, oh, it's so embarrassing.
yes, like, dude, it was this, that was funny. And then you give a look, and then everyone does it. You just have to shrug your shoulders and then move on. And then move
Yeah.
on with it. But he gets launched in the air and herder gets his nards landed on his balls. It's like,
I know, that's so dumb. That's like a child's written
that's
that.
a, yes, that's something that belongs in a literal kid's, it's, that's something that doesn't belong in a movie in 2024. I'm sorry. Like every single goddamn movie from the 90s and even into the aughts had that, does not need to be anymore in anymore. If you are going to do it, it needs to be in the most G-rated thing. Putting that in this movie somehow again has made it so much worse, but because James Corden is in it, it just got launched back down to a D. He will
Damn.
anchor everything. Because like I said, even Into the
Yeah,
Woods,
he holds it down.
I don't even know if I could enjoy that movie now with him being in it so much.
Yeah, I used to enjoy Carpool Karaoke a bit, but now I can't watch it
Oh
because he just
no.
irritates me so much.
The only Carpool Karaoke that I remember now is Alison Brie and Danny Pudi from Community doing
I don't
Bonfire.
know
Not
that
Bonfire.
one.
No, fuck, what'd they do? Childish Gambino. They did a Childish Gambino song who Danny Dan Donald Glover was on the show. But James Corden's not in the clip, so I'm like, this is
Oh,
awesome.
okay. That's
I can
fine. You
listen
can
to it.
enjoy it. I
Was
don't
it was Bonfire, right? That they did?
know.
That's gonna drive me crazy. I think that's what it was. 33. Okay, so get this note. Remember, these notes are in order, okay?
Yeah.
33 minutes in, we are still introducing random Cockney cats. So again, we talked about an hour. So at 33 minutes, I'm like, wow, I can't believe we're still introducing it 33
Yeah.
minutes. And now, Brett, we come to the time of the game show here as I use my old radio voice from college, where Brett asks Lucy, what the fuck is the point of this movie?
Oh, what is that about?
What's the movie about?
Victoria gets dumped in the street by her owners and she meets the Jellicle cats.
Yeah.
You don't ever get any kind of background on this Jellicle movement.
Okay.
But we know that Judi Dench will eventually come along and kill one of them. But really, it means that she sends them away in a hot air balloon and they all want that. So they're going to put on a performance of some sort so that Judi Dench will pick them. And
Okay.
Victoria can't actually apply because she's actually not a Jellicle cat. So there's actually no point in the Victoria character.
It's just a, it's a fish out of water, like to
Yeah.
explain everything, and that's
Oh,
simply
yeah,
what
good
this is.
point.
Yeah, it's just what it is. And so, but
And
I
Idris
want,
Elba is making cats disappear.
yes, and yeah, he's making cats disappear. All right, so I just want that like transcribed and then sent out to people to be like, what the fuck? So
This is what the film's
on the
about.
site that I use, this is the only thing I knew going in. A tribe of cats called the Jellicles must decide yearly which one will ascend to the Heaviside layer and come
What does
back
that
to a
mean?
new Jellicle life. And then the movie poster is this massive door. It looks like it's got like heaven behind it. And it's
Yeah.
what Francesca, or Francesca's the real name, Victoria,
Victoria.
walking up to it. And it says, you will believe. And I'm like, is this movie about cat heaven? Or cat reincarnation? Is this like a
It might
Buddhist
be, you know,
allegory?
I'm trying to think now because Andrew Lloyd Webber does a lot of biblical related stuff.
He did. He
Maybe
did.
it, well, like his other one, Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat, is like based on a Bible
Oh,
story. He's also done, I don't know what this is about, but he's not done another one called Jesus Christ Superstar.
that's what it
I don't
was.
know the plot of that one, but I'm guessing it's got some kind of biblical relation.
Okay, because
Maybe it's more
I was.
deep than we think.
Yeah, I was gonna say Last Temptation of Christ. No, it was Jesus Christ Superstar. Maybe. If that's the case, then he belongs in a hell that I don't believe in.
But also, I think Valerie said that there's a lot missing from
Yeah,
in the
yeah.
movie from the theater production. So maybe the theater production makes a lot more sense.
Yes,
It's
and a
incredibly successful, so it must make more
In
sense.
musicals, even though I don't like musicals per se, in person on Broadway or London
Yeah, I love
stage or
it.
something, yeah, it's completely
Yeah.
different, and it'd be hard for us not to probably like something for the presentation alone,
Yeah.
but not the CGI realistic
That's
cats.
what I
But
thought. That's what I kept thinking the whole way through this film. When we got the super long, uncut dance scenes and songs that kept doing the same line over and over again and doing different dances. I thought, we're not watching a film adaptation of something. We're watching like a professionally shot stage play. And I don't want to watch a stage play. Like, I want to watch a movie. Like, it didn't feel like an adaptation. It just felt like the play.
Yeah, and like that first song was like 7 minutes. Like, I checked
so
the time.
Long. Crazy.
It was seven and a half minutes to 8 minutes on there. When it finally ended, I'm like, this movie's only 1 hour 47 minutes. Like, we got it. You're introducing everything in here. It needs to be, it can be 3 or 4 minutes. Like, we get it. We don't need this, you know, second or third stanza or something like that.
Yeah.
Next up is Growl Tiger, played by this surly Ray Winstone, the Terror of the Thames. And he is just in this to go in. Yeah. Do you know who that is, Ray Winstone?
I recognize him so much. I looked through his filmography. I can't figure out why I know him.
He had a big run around the same time, about mid-2000s. And the two movies that stuck out was The Departed, where he's playing like an Irish mobster. And he's kind of doing this Boston kind of thing. And then Indiana Jones and Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Okay.
Plays like Indy's friend. And he's just Ray Winstoning it up, talking about gold and all this indie in Nicaragua. And I was so shocked to see him because I think he's in a bunch of stuff, but I haven't seen him in so long.
Yeah.
That it's just, I don't want to say they dragged anybody into this because I'm sure everybody just wanted a solid paycheck for it.
Yeah. I also read that Ray Winstone had an uncredited role in a film that we've talked about on the podcast recently.
Uncredited?
Yeah.
Oh, an older movie?
Nope.
I have no idea.
Peter Jackson and the Lightning Thief.
Really? Who was he?
I don't know.
Uncredited.
I don't know
interesting.
What that even means, why you would have an uncredited role, but...
Yeah, the uncredited thing is always super interesting to me, especially when it's people who play a decent, like, sized part, which I know there's one, I can't remember the name of it, but there was some movie, I think it was Will Ferrell. God damn it. See, fucking
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell. See, you damn English people got me speaking like that. If I ever start saying Z instead of Z, I'm going to take the next flight to Newcastle and punch you lovingly in that sense to be like, no. Oh, I did. Oh, my God. The other day I did say we again.
Yes.
I said,
I love that.
I think I usually say it with legs, something. Oh, it's wee legs. I was like, God damn
yes,
it, Brett.
It's wee legs. My friend Sophia says it all the time because we lived together when we was at uni and she's from London. And she says we sometimes and it just makes me laugh so much.
Yeah, it just goes wee legs and just, it's usually like in class or something. Students will be like, the what? I'm like,
what the fuck?
I'm like, nothing in there.
My favorite thing to say, like if we ever have like biscuits with our cups of tea at work, is I love to tell people that the kids in Texas love custard creams.
Custard? Oh, they were obsessed
the
with
biscuits.
Them.
Yeah, we had custard creams today at work, and I was telling them about that.
That was like universal. That crossed all.
Everyone loved that.
Even like racial ethnic lines. Everybody loved.
Loves custard creams.
Everybody, it's Texas approved. There you go. You can put that down and know that the not a case study. What's it called when you have?
Oh, a general consensus type thing.
It's like a study when you have like people test something before. Fuck, what's that called? It's called some kind of study. I don't know. Marketing business people would know what it is. Like a testing. It's a test of some sort. Fuck, that's going
to
drive me crazy. But we'll move on. It'll come to me later. Okay, so there's another song being sung. And I know at first I was like, wait, this is a musical. New rule, I think, that I want you to discuss here. No more musicals.
What, on the podcast ever?
Yeah, well, what, I don't know what we would do, but I don't know what
we've
a
done
musical.
Mamma Mia, that's all that matters to me.
Yeah, we did that one.
I love The Greatest Showman.
Oh,
I love that film.
Shit. Okay, we can do that one. I love that.
If
is
we
a,
ever do
a,
Zac Efron month.
You know what? I agree. I like that one. I like that movie.
High School Musical 1, 2, shit. 3, and The Greatest Showman, Zac Efron month.
Well, there you go. Wait, High School Musical 1, 2, and 3?
Hell yeah.
I don't know about that. We have to do Charlie St. Cloud.
Oh, that's
no, we will do. We got to do Baywatch because that's one of the worst movies I've ever seen. That's one. Have you seen
it's
it?
So fun, yeah.
Okay, that'll be better if you like it. Truly,
well,
I couldn't finish
like
it. Couldn't finish it.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But High School Musical 1, I've been told I have to do because it's basketball.
Yeah, okay. You love basketball.
And I love high school. So why not? All I'm going to do is critique like the plays and the basketball and the coaching. And that's
the story. The story is essentially the same story as Grease.
Is it really?
Kind of, yeah.
Do they have songs that are just straight euphemisms for sex?
No. It's a slightly more age appropriate.
Oh,
film.
It is? Okay. We can do like high school month too, because Daisy Confused.
You asked me a few times going back to school vibes.
Yeah.
There we go.
Daisy Confused is a good one. That might be for going out of school though, because it's about the last day. Okay. We're going to start planning like all the way to August.
High School Musical 2 is about the last day of school as well. So.
Is it? And I think I heard there's more sports in there too. There's like there's a weird baseball. Yeah. Okay.
And golf.
Golf? I was on the golf team in high school.
There you go. You're going to fucking love
baseball. I know.
Films.
And I've played baseball since I was 3 years old. All right. All right. So there you go. Now we have that settled. And this is where I have in my notes. Judi Dench needed an Italian villa paid for. So she said, yes, she is playing Old Deuteronomy, which apparently has always been portrayed by a man. And
I didn't know that.
I realized this too once I saw that in there. She also portrayed a character that was always played by a man in a much better series of movies. What are
James
they?
James Bond.
There you go. She played M during those.
Yes, and she was fucking class.
She was great because she's playing an old bitch, which is like perfect Judi Dench.
Yeah, she's so good. I love her so much. And she was actually set to play Grisabella in the original 1981 Broadway musical of Cats.
Wow.
Yeah, but she had to pull out because she like tore her Achilles or something.
Yeesh.
And ended up being played by Elaine Page. But yeah, that must have been pretty cool for her to get to be in this film.
It's Elliot Page now.
Is it? From 1981?
Huh? There you go. There's an Elliot Page, Ellen Page joke for all the in the know there. Grizzle Fitz, what was her name?
Grisabella,
that's Jennifer Hudson, right?
It is, yeah.
Okay. All this biblical referencing here, like Deuteronomy, just has me thinking about how badly I wish I was being stoned to death.
I couldn't remember. What is Deuteronomy? Is that a book?
Yeah, it's a book of the Bible.
I
it's a book of the Torah.
I wondered why.
All right, do
I
the books of the Bible in order. Here we go. What's the first one?
Genesis.
There you go. And the second one.
Give me the first letter. E.
There you go. It's leaving someplace. They left Egypt.
Exodus.
Exodus. You almost had it. I was like, yeah. Oh, no, not exit. Yes, book of the Bible. Genesis. Exit. What the fuck? Yeah. Yeah. Deuteronomy, Leviticus, all those fun things in there. Yeah.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John.
There you go. Well, that's the Bible that matters. Huh? Wait, no. Wait, I said Bible,
that's
right?
That's the new, right?
Yeah, that's the New Testament.
Yeah.
That's the new Bible. That's the
the
Christian Bible. I love all religions of the world equally.
Same.
We don't. See, we have freedom of religion over here. Not like in England where you have to be Church of England.
Do we?
If you want to be king, you do.
Oh, well, you don't get to choose who's king, unfortunately.
Not choosing leadership. How's it like?
I love that.
Oh, yeah. There you go. What's it like all the way back in the 1300s?
Yeah, having a king is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
Isn't it better not having nationalized health care and covered maternity leave?
We need to swap a few things.
Being able to buy alcohol on a Sunday. I saw where Texas is like the worst rated in the Freedom Index.
What? You guys are so free.
We're free to not buy alcohol after midnight. We're free to not buy liquor past 9 p.m. To not buy liquor on Sunday.
Yeah, that's weird.
Then, no, I'm ready devolving from there. Did the screenwriter get paid for how many times they say jellicle?
I hate that word. It actually makes me cringe. I don't like to say it. For some reason, when I hear the word jellicle, I just think of testicle.
Well, now I'm going to think of that. Yeah, okay. Now they don't do that. All right, so how many times, I just Googled it real quick, all right? How many times do you think they said jellicle?
Oh, so many, because they sing it in the in so many of the songs as well, like Jellicle.
I swear to God, they said it. They had to say it no fewer than 30 times in that first song. And
yeah,
then
I would say pushing 1,000.
1,000? Oh, okay. Well, you're a lot better at guessing the gross. according to this, 97.
What? no, there's no way okay, it's 97.
You realize if it's 97, that means they're basically saying it just under one time a minute.
But
right?
Sometimes they were saying it several times a minute.
That's true, but they didn't. Okay, but they didn't do it all. All right, I just found something I wish I would have looked at before that we have to go to after. Back in March of 2020, Seth Rogen live tweeted his review of Cats. He started off with, I'm pretty stoned and watching Cats.
It's so funny. But,
am I supposed to know what a Jellicle is? They've said it 200,000 times.
See, my guess is a little bit more realistic.
But he was
Seth Rogen's.
Stoned. He admitted he was stoned. All right.
Yeah, I'm and not stoned.
And I see in here, I won't go all the way through it, but his second one had something in me as well. The scaling of the animals was fucking weird.
I have no idea what size they are.
No. And then combined with the mice, like the mice are teeny tiny. I'm like, is there a gigantism fetish along with this person's obvious wanting to fuck some cats?
Oh, dear. It's so fucked up. I couldn't figure out how big they were when they went on the train and they were. It was like a Harry Potter train, right? Where they have little cabins for everyone. And they were so small. I didn't understand how big they're supposed to be.
And they were like eating on the table, like holding up this knives and spoons, which cats don't use that movie. And looking like there's one, I wanted to take a screenshot of it. It was Victoria sitting there looking like a little kid holding this huge knife and fork, like smiling, like we're going to get to eat. I'm like, why are you holding that? Do you have opposable thumbs? I thought you were cats.
They do have thumbs. Judi Dench had her whole hands. They just had her hands and she had like her wedding ring on. I didn't understand why.
But cats don't have opposable thumbs. They got that goofy little thing on the middle of their arm.
They have the little nubbin, yeah.
That little nub. What's that nub for?
I don't know.
Evolutionary?
Climbing, maybe.
Climbing? What, like on the middle of their arm?
Yeah.
That's the last
one. They have a claw in it.
When they fall down, it just goes in. Interesting. Well, I guess I have to ask the next cat I see. Yeah. Well, I never wanted to fuck a cat before, and I don't think I ever will now. So there's 50 minutes left. Something, something Jellicle choice. And okay, I feel bad after typing this out, but this is literally how I wrote it in real time. I put some cunt is lapping up. Oh my God, I just called Ian McKellen Gandalf a cunt.
No!
I could not. I'm not joking. I had my own existential crisis. When I turn around and I hear him talk, I'm like, no, not him.
It's not Gandalf.
I could take Idris Elba. He's made some weird movies I haven't seen that look pretty bad. Like, he'll take some Fast and Furious money. Good for him. He'll have some fun.
Yes.
He'll take some
Get
risks.
The bag.
But I'm like, Ian McKellen, you are not lapping up from a saucer. Bro, no.
I know. It made me sad. This made me sad. The Idris Elba made me sad, but I agree. I was like, okay, Idris, I see you. But Ian McKellen, what are you doing here? Jason Derulo, I understood. I felt like Derulo was having the time of his life.
Oh, he gets to sing and dance, of course.
Yeah. Ian McKellen, I don't understand.
I was going to say, actors debasing themselves is the theme of this month, apparently.
It really is, yeah.
Which, our favorite actors, like, who's going to do it the most? And I'd hate to say it, this is the fucking worst.
I agree. Yeah,
like,
we do.
Like, what's gonna say? Like, Judi Dench is, it's not good, but I can't get over that he was lapping up the milk. Like, why?
Yeah.
Why? Like, it's okay if he would have been like, "Can I just not do it?" I think everybody would have been like, "Okay, it's fine. It's Ian McKellen. Like, we get it. They're fucking cats. The movie's been on for a goddamn hour. We've seen them having milk poured into their mouth." Me just wishing it was them. God, I would love that. Oh my God, if I could just cartoonishly open my mouth and just have a spout of milk just get launched into it.
I would be physically sick.
Would you really?
Yeah.
I'm going to try to do a half gallon of milk power hour.
Oh fuck, that is so disgusting.
I think I could do it.
What, so you take a shot of milk every hour?
Every hour? No, that'd be easy as hell. Take a
shot. Fuck, sorry. I mean, every minute.
Yeah, take a shot of milk every minute. And you could, because 64 ounces would be a half gallon. So I would just, it would pretty much just be like a half gallon milk power hour. I think I could do it.
That sounds so grim. Like, I would sooner do a power hour with straight whiskey.
I had two glasses of milk the other day, like back to back, and it was so goddamn good.
Oh God.
It's so good. Like I'm
I
not even
don't
like
like it.
I'm not even saying it's like get a reaction out of people. I'm
I
not joke.
know.
Like it. I mean, it was. Oh my
I
God, it's
just think
so
of the
refreshing.
Homelander meme where he's like, you know.
There was a better one that I found because I hadn't seen that season of where it looks like he's getting into the kitchen like at 3 in the morning and he
Yeah.
opens up the fridge and he's just
Yeah,
drinking it.
that
I'm
one,
like,
he's like,
dude, I'm like, that's me. Like, that's what I've done so many times where I stumble into the fridge, into the kitchen at like three, four, two, three, 4 in the morning and just grab that milk and just slurp it down. Oh my
Oh
God, that's the
no.
best.
No, thank you. No,
Okay, well, if I ever do a stream again, I'll make sure to do that.
okay.
Of it doing that. This comes back to the note we've already talked about. Why are we still introducing characters past the hour mark?
Yeah, we didn't. Ian McKellen should have stayed at home. I do think Ian McKellen and Judi Dench, I feel like the reasoning for them both being here will probably be because they are both iconic in theatre in England. They have very, very strong theatre backgrounds, both of them. So maybe they just thought they want to be involved in the Cats thing. I think that might be where it
Yeah.
come from. They probably got paid a shitload of money as well.
They better have. My God.
Ian McKellen better have got so much money for this.
That's what we talked about the Dungeons and Dragons episode of Jeremy Irons doing it because he just
Yeah.
bought a fucking Irish castle. It's like, okay, like you gotta pay for it. All right. Like
Yeah, we need to go and find out what they were buying here.
with Nicolas Cage when he had to do his 18 movies a year now, it's because he bought a haunted mansion, a fucking dinosaur fossil, and like a
Yeah.
Bahamian island or something. Like
These people are not real. Like, they can't be real
no, they're
people.
not. Why is Idris Elba catnapping people?
It's weird.
Why, like making a poof? I don't. What is? Why? Where? The, what? Who? Huh?
So he transports them onto a boat on the Thames, and I think he's trying to eliminate his competition for the Jellicle choice.
Oh, okay.
But then it doesn't really make sense because the person who makes the Jellicle choice is Judi Dench.
Why would he
So
ever get
then
picked?
he kidnaps Judi Dench.
Yes, but why would he ever get picked anyway? It's not like it's a lottery and out of 50, you get rid of 30 and then you have better odds.
I don't know why he would get picked.
All right. Skimbleshanks, the railway cat, comes out to stomp the yard. And I just have why again. Like, why? Why?
He doesn't even go on to do anything, so there's no need for us to know this cat.
No, and I keep checking the time at this point again, and I don't understand. And I'm just accepting it. I may also have gone and thrown my laundry in and not paused the movie. I may have done that. So,
Yeah, I get that. I
yeah.
started making my dinner towards the end.
So you know who really isn't talked about enough and stays under the radar? Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I think she should do a movie, something
Yeah.
to boost her, fan
So
base.
she descends from the ceiling holding a bottle of catnip.
Yeah, so she's drugging everyone.
Yep, and she is in cahoots, it seems like, with
Yeah.
Idris Elba.
Yes, and things I did not expect to see today was an Idris Elba Taylor Swift dance number.
Yeah, and then this is where we mentioned before Idris Elba kind of decides to get naked, which
Yeah.
I was like, okay, sure, movie.
Yeah.
Nothing's
He
gonna
looks
surprise
great.
me. Yeah, but I'm like, Taylor Swift just came down from the ceiling, drugging people with catnip, and then Idris Elba it like basically strips bodysuit naked. I'm like,
Yeah.
movie, you're not gonna get me. Nothing's gonna surprise me anymore.
Yeah, and Taylor Swift also doing the worst English accent I've heard in the film so far.
That's she's the worst so far.
I think she's actually quite bad at it, yeah.
But it's like sting. Oh, I guess she does talk though, doesn't she?
She does a few talking bits, and then it's just when she's singing. I was saying earlier, there's certain words that she really leans into it, and then she just goes back to her country self.
But it's just why, like her country at heart self, because that's what's weird.
Yeah.
I no longer think of her as like country. She's like she's
Yeah.
straight up pop.
Yeah, oh yeah, she's pop through and through.
But I don't understand why they needed to sing in the English, like the Cockney act. Like
Yeah.
that's what I don't understand, why that choice was made by obviously the director or whoever.
Yeah. I have no I don't have any answers for you at this
Well, too bad. We're not moving on until you give me a good
point.
reasoning. Actually, you know what?
Maybe.
You know who? Everything we've asked in this, Valerie, you explain it. All right, Valerie, you go to Discord. You need to write down everything we've had. So I'm going to tell her that after we record here. As she's
Get
listening,
ready.
get ready because every question we ask that cannot get answered, which who could possibly fucking answer it? You have to do it. And that's going to be your penance for making us watch this. All right, Jennifer Hudson Cat keeps singing and singing, and she gets chosen?
And also hysterically crying. Why was she so upset?
Okay. I was not paying attention. I'm not...
So, Grisabella's been, like... I was going to say exterminated, but that's not the right word.
Jesus.
Whoa. She's been thrown out of the community, basically, and nobody wants to be around her for no reason, as far as I can tell. It's probably explained in one of the dance and song numbers, but I wasn't paying enough attention to get the deep meaning of the songs. As far as I'm aware, they just don't like her because she's, like, much better at singing than all of them are. But she's hysterically crying, and I don't understand why. I found it quite uncomfortable.
You found it quite... There you go. There, that right there is what is going to be the OTP like review of this film. I was quite uncomfortable. I found it quite uncomfortable. That's going to be what goes in quotes on our fucking review of Cats. Okay. That's the last note that I have down, because at this point, my brain had just oozed out of my body.
Yeah, so it basically somehow wraps the film up. Judi Dench comes back because Mr. Mistopheles brings her back magically somehow. And Idris Elba falls on the top of a statue, and they send Jennifer Hudson off in a hot air balloon to the Heaviside Layer, which basically means they're going to kill her, I think, past the Jellicle Moon. And then we get the ending scene where Judi Dench, like, breaks the fourth wall and starts singing directly to us.
She doesn't only start singing directly to us. She straight just starts talking and giving dialogue, and at least three times, but maybe even more. She's just looking straight into the camera. And then the poor other main actor, I think that might have been Robbie Fairchild, who the other main guy was.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Is that who that was?
I think so, yeah. Robbie Fairchild is Monk's Strap.
Yeah. He just has to sit there and stare at her with this, oh my God, I'm just so engrossed by what you're saying. And this is where this is an Oscar fucking winning director, okay? The camera just stays on her for what felt like minutes. I'm sure it was, quote, and again in quotes now, only 20 to 30 seconds, but it's like, do something with the camera, okay? It needs to move. There needs to be something other than her staring into our souls and this poor bastard next to her having to just look for 20, 30 seconds at a time. And they did it once. I was like, okay, that was fucking weird. And they did it again. I'm like, do they not have anything to do? This is a musical. Have people dancing. Have people moving. Have people doing something. And then she kept going and going. And I'm like, this is truly, almost went hyperbolic there. Okay. This is almost every bit as bad of a directed movie as fucking Catwoman.
Yeah. It's not as jarring the whole way through as Catwoman. Well, because
Catwoman was
stuff
the editing.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Kevin was the editing. This was obviously much less of it. Maybe it was bad. I just mean the decisions. Like
decisions,
this right there
yeah.
was just
weird.
Was just so bad.
Just so weird. And for her to stare at me for that long, it felt really uncomfortable. Again, I felt uncomfortable. And then some of the dialogue was just weird. It's like, you've learned enough. And I was like, have I, Judi Dench? Have I learned? What have I learned? And then it's cats are very much like us. We learned that a cat is not a dog, which I didn't realize was a part of this film. And it all ends with, and now you know how to address a cat. And I thought, what? Was that part of the film? How to address a cat? Okay, I don't understand. But then it's the end.
Movie, are you talking to us? Are you talking to Victoria?
She was talking to us and I didn't understand it.
It was...
But it's just Judi Dench in particular. She was on a talk show here recently and the host asked her to do some Shakespeare. And she is just unbelievably good. Like, she's 89, nearly 90 years old now. She's, like, partially blind. And she was just sitting on this couch of this show that is usually very, very loud and jovial and jokey. And there's, like, an audience of 200 or 300 people at the show. And the whole audience was silent as she was just reciting this Shakespeare. And it was so moving and beautiful. And she just knew it. She just knew it. And it wasn't prepared or anything like that. And it was the most incredible thing I've ever watched. And then it's just like, now I'm watching her do this really weird outro of a cat's film. And I don't understand how it's come to this.
That was my life when I don't know how it came to this as I'm watching this movie as well and the lessons learned from it. All right, you want to hear notable comedian Ricky Gervais? He had a real zinger about this movie, you know, comic legend. You want to hear it? You want to hear it? At the 2020 Golden Globes, Ricky Gervais joked that this movie was the worst thing to happen to cats since Dogs. That's fucking legendary comic Ricky Gervais. Like, he's the same with Dave Chappelle, though. I wish they would tell fucking jokes and not be old, rich, bigoted people up on stage bitching, whining, and moaning. Like, stop. That's not what I want from fucking comedians.
That's all he does now is goes on
It's the same
stage
as
and
Dave
he's like, oh,
Chappelle.
can't say that anymore, can't say that anymore. Like, that's his comedy now. Yeah. It's like, oh, I'm being edgy.
Yeah, and I guess it happens to all artists, especially to me, usually with comedians and a lot of times like hip hop and rappers, is when they come up, it's again, it's they're from their real life. Like a lot of times it's from the streets or they're real, you know, they're trying to make it. And then they're rich, super fucking rich for so
Super
long,
rich.
they lose they're detached from normal any kind of society and they just become rich. And it transcends race and it transcends class and everything like that. And that's what I just realized of listening to some things again from Ricky Gervais, especially Dave Chappelle. Because outside of Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle was my favorite comedian, probably ever, definitely of my generation. Honestly, I think I might have liked him more than Chris Rock. But to see him just descend into that is just so fucking disheartening.
Yeah, it's just a bit disappointing at the end of it.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's how we end Cats, was a
There we
little
go.
railing on fucking comedians. My God, this movie. A lot of times what we do is we put them in D&D classes. Everyone's a bard. Okay, let's move on. Because
Yeah,
I
I'm
don't.
happy with that.
What's his name? Idris Elba was a rogue. Okay, fine.
Oh,
There.
for sure.
There you go. The tier list ranking. All right. This might be every month. It probably has not been a surprise. I don't think this is going to be a surprise at all. Again, we've talked about this. Christ, we're approaching like an hour and a half. We've done really well to get our episodes
I
to
think
like
we have
right about
done,
an hour and a half. We've done. I have no more to say about this than I haven't said already. This is now the worst movie that we've done. This is worse than Catwoman. This is worse than, am I already forgetting? I'm like B movie. I think I had on there, but to be
B
funny in that
movie
sense.
and D&D and what was one more we've forgotten?
Okay, I'll say D&D looks like fucking 2001 compared to this thing. Like that has been my favorite movie of this month. The least bad one has been fucking D&D
I
2000.
know, did not expect that.
No, so this is a D. It's absolutely fucking atrocious. I don't. Next week we'll tell you what we're gonna do next week. I just simply cannot imagine it being worse than this.
No.
I hated every single thing about this movie. Because even the people that I thought I would have enjoyed, Idris Elba, Ian McKellen, my God, I thought I would have enjoyed. This is the single worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
I don't think I can add much more to that. I find it incredibly jarring the whole way through. The actors that I love, I felt sad seeing them in this film. I didn't feel happy for them. I wasn't even like, do you know what? Get your bag. I was just sad
You
to see them. I'm disappointed.
you're not angry, you're just disappointed.
Sorry, Idris. If I hadn't known this when I met you, maybe I
Oh.
wouldn't have asked for the photo. No, I'm joking. I
Okay.
love you in Cyberpunk. I really do love you in Cyberpunk Phantom Liberty. You're amazing.
And we have our clip for this week. There,
I
that sums it up perfectly. For the 10-second review or 5-second review of this, that's going to be it right there. All right, we can't top that
You
line.
didn't even
So
ask me what tier I'm putting it
I
in.
already
You've
put
already
D.
written
I already put
it
it in before you started talking because I was like, it's going to be that. It's so clear. All right. Again, make sure to email us potonthepath@gmail.com. Any comments, questions, suggestions? Check out the Patreon, patreon.com/onthepath. Catwoman was our movie of the month. This month, again, we have a bunch going back. I think we're at like 25, 30 shows on that. Bunch of stuff in there to check out. Our Discord link is below. Easiest way to get in touch with our community. A lot of good talks in there about anything and everything. It's not just dumb fucking movies that we choose on to hear, as well as all the socials below. Lucy, where can we find you?
You'll find me at Lucy J. Robin on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, Instagram, and Discord.
All right, you can find me mainly on Discord. Next week, we mercifully end Bad Movie Month with Aragorn. Oh my God, we're doing Lord of the Rings back too. So like Two Towers. Why would somebody pick that? So I
I don't
guess,
know.
yeah. All right. So next week with Lord of the Rings, the Two Towers. What?
I don't know what Aragon is.
All right, so it's Aragorn. This is the dragon movie from the mid 2000s that
Okay.
everybody I've told has been like, "Oh my God, that movie's so bad. It's so fucking awful." Several people I know have read the book and they like the
It's
book,
a
and
book? Oh no.
it's a book. It was written, I do know this. It was written by a teenager, self-published. Guy wrote it like when he was like
Okay.
16 or 17, but by all accounts it's a great book. And everyone I've
Okay.
heard has said it's great, but it's one of those, the adaptation is nothing like it. It's insane, it's bad.
Oh.
And so that's going to be the last of Bad Movie Request Month. And then it's on to the
Yeah.
month of love. So until next week, when we see you with Aragon.